And joining us on the WBEN TroCare College Live Line, Dave Graham from Store 716. The Bills are off to a winning start. What does it mean for local businesses that sell Bills merchandise? I mean, the Bills are 3-0, Dave. It's still September, but how is the start of the season affecting your business?
No, it's great. It's definitely a good vibe. Everybody's coming into our store with a good mood, and everybody sees these games as like a big event now. So everybody wants to either wear something new or bring something new to the game. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's that thing that's taken Western New York by storm, right? Everywhere you look, people want to be wearing red, white, and blue. And everywhere you look, there's somebody selling something in red, white, and blue. I mean, everything from grill tools to, a jersey and everything you can think of in between. I wonder this year after year, like, is there some point where people just have their entire closet is red, white, and blue, and now their house is too, and they've had enough? Like, are you worried about that ever?
No, I think there's an endless amount of creativity you can kind of come up with to create the next new thing, and everybody wants the next new thing. So it's kind of a fun ongoing process, really. I don't think there's an end to it.
What are some of the new things then you're talking about?
You know, after the last game, actually during halftime of the last game, we put out a shirt, an MVP 17 shirt for Josh Allen, and that was very. And the next kind of story about the Bills is Josh Allen a real contender for the NFL MVP award. So that's the newest thing we have going.
So you got all sorts of Bills-themed gear. And as you mentioned, everyone's waiting for the next big thing. And Josh Allen, all right, now, I'm sure earlier, before the season began, it was Buffalo Joe.
Yeah, that was a big thing. You know, that's part of our business is kind of listening. What is the conversation out there and kind of what can we bring to the party for everyone that kind of helps them bring their thoughts to life and lets them put them on a shirt?
How hard is that to have that instant reaction kind of thing? You know, something happens in a game, everyone wants to celebrate it. To be able to come up with a design for it, get it out there and get into somebody's hands before the next week, that's got to be almost impossible.
It looks easier than it is, but it's something we've been doing for more than a decade. So we've been kind of living in that conversation for a long time. So we kind of understand, we really understand what the Buffalo vibe is, and we kind of have our ear to the ground on it. So it's a constant challenge, but we love it. I tell you what, it's a fun job to have.
Oh, it's got to be. Now, I'm just thinking, you know, it's September. Will you have special merchandise for the holiday season?
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of stuff ordered. We're dropping new merchandise almost every week, and we have stuff planned all the way through the end of the year.
I mean, that's a lot of stuff to have. Is there ebbs and flows in the season? I'd imagine the season beginning, like that's a pretty popular time for people to stock up. Does it go down and then go up at some point?
Yeah, we kind of anticipated that, but now with this 3-0 start, everybody's kind of revved up. We had some plans to do some other work between now and Black Friday to like redo our website, do some other administrative stuff. I'm not sure we have time to do it because people are still pretty fired up with the start of the season. So,
how many pieces of Bills clothing would you say you have?
Oh God. Thousands.
Might be a tough one, right? I mean, personally,
We have,
Not
me
the store, you personally.
Well, between me and my family, geez, 100, at least, 150. and my kids get the latest thing every time we make something. So they're dressed out pretty cool in school for them.
Yeah, they got a little bit of everything. There's a couple things that you guys have in the store I wanted to ask you about. One was the, and I've seen this around town a few times, the whole house LED projector to put the zebra striped red, white, and blue on your entire house. That's got to be one of the popular items, right? Where people want to do that, especially this time of year.
Yeah, that's very cool. People, we've sold more than 2,000 of those things, and we just got some more in. So, it's popular. It's unique. It was a difficult thing to create because. It just took a lot of testing and trying to find a piece of equipment that would kind of display that the way you want it to, but it's been pretty popular and people love it. And people get a lot of comments around their neighborhood too. They kind of identify themselves as the craziest Bills fan in their neighborhood.
Yeah, and you'd be easily identifiable with your whole house in all those colors. And then the other was, or actually, I should ask you first on the stripes. Is there like a certain color house? Like I look at that and say, well, if you have a white house, this will work, but maybe not for any other. Does it work with all colored houses?
Yeah, I had it on a brick house before and it looked good. But white for sure is the best, but it is made to be super bright to work in a lot of places. So,
yeah. The other thing that I saw is you have a kind of a old vintage style sweater, like the old Marv Levy sweaters.
Yep.
Is there any plans on expanding that, you know, get a little Sabres colors here, do a couple different ones? 'Cause those are, I mean, that's in right now.
Yeah, anything vintage is in. We're actually working on a holiday sweater now for, you know, an ugly Christmas sweater that'll be the kind of same authentic sweater kind of feel like that. But, yeah, we're always looking at vintage styles, kind of bringing anything old is new again kind of thing. So, yeah.
You know, Dave, your online business, what is that like in terms of shipping Buffalo-themed stuff outside of Western New York?
Yeah, we online, our sales are about half in store and half online, and half of our online sales are outside of Western New York. A ton in Florida, a ton in the Carolinas, Arizona we see a lot, Nevada, but we are constantly getting orders, very steady orders from us all around the country.
Makes sense that Bills Nation and Bills Mafia is all over the country. Hey, Dave, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it. And great to get excited about the Bills this morning. Dave Graham is with Store 716.